Us On, Season 4, Episode 27, where we watch Dating Around, Season 1, Episode 1.
Robert Kitts.
Noah Singer.
My name is Max, and Epstein didn't kill himself.
And this is James.
I'm Chris Lorenz, because I skipped myself.
I was going to call you out on that.
Hey, I knew.
The people know.
I got it.
It was all part of the plan.
Yep.
So this was a show we originally planned on doing for Love Month. And we never got around to it. So we're back. We're back to this Netflix. And I don't know if we need to ban Netflix for a bit or not. We'll have to talk about that later.
Okay.
Whoa. I mean, February is only 4 weeks, so, you know, it's not as long as some other months.
Yeah. We had some longer months. Give us the show description on this one, Rob.
All right. This is one of these only half-hearted Netflix show descriptions. In each episode of Flirtations and Fails, one real-life single navigates five blind dates. The mission, find one match worthy of a second date. That's Dating Around on Netflix.
Da-dum.
Here's the thing about that description. 10 times better than all of the Disney Plus descriptions from last week.
Oh!
Ooh, burn. Burning them right now.
Burning the mouse.
All right.
Ears are on fire.
So the show, that pretty much, I feel like that description is not bad.
It's a good description.
Like, yeah. Not for this show. So we have Luke, our boy Luke, goes on five first dates, and they all do the same thing at the same places. So they go get drinks at some place, which we'll get to.
Then they have dinner.
At the same place.
Yeah, but they're in like the bar area, then they go to dinner.
Correct.
And then they go to some sort of after hours.
Yeah.
Which was like a bar to get some drinks.
Only some do.
Oh, yeah. Only some get there. Yeah. Then there's like a limo section that only some people get to. And then there's like a last shot of like somebody he picks out of these five people.
On a future day.
For a second date. Well, you know, we don't know.
We can talk.
What do you mean we don't know? It goes from night to daytime.
It's very clear.
And we haven't talked about the production schedule, Noah.
One of the most interesting things about the show is each of the dates are interleaved with each other.
Yeah.
The editing is really interesting that like they'll show you Luke talking to girl one, and then you'll have a question from Luke about like, what do you think about having a family? And then they show girl
hard
two.
Cut.
Hard
and they transition
two.
Immediately to a different person. You're like, what is happening?
Yep.
That was my problem with the show where I didn't have this description going into it. And so I went in sort of blind to this blind dating show and was very confused at first with what the hell was happening.
That is like the, I think, appeal or hook of the show is this.
Yeah.
The way it's edited, it's almost like he is going through one thing, but then it's who he's talking to keeps changing in a way that it's like edited that like that.
Well, yeah. Well, and like I think what I like about that is you're watching the date from start to beginning, but because they interweave different people, that it doesn't feel repetitive, but you're still getting bits of all the different people.
You're getting the highlights of each person,
right.
Which I think kind of works for me.
Well, I mean, it just provides you with a great way to compare, because you know that's what like this show, this is the show, is to compare these five women against each other and see which one you would pick versus the one this guy picks.
It's just a super clever way of taking something that would generally be 45 minutes to an hour to condensing it under 30 minutes without feeling like you don't have enough context.
Because you know the setups, you know where they're at, like you know all the stuff. You're not like, oh, where are they going now?
Yeah.
You know that they're having dinner at the same, like, it's just happening.
Yeah, like, in contrast, where usually in these dating shows where, like, the producers are terrible, the producer of this show, top-notch. Like, they are fucking nailing it. Grammy nominations for them,
whoa,
Tony nominations. Give them an EGOT.
Like, let's calm the internet corner down a bit over there. He's gotten a little excited. Haven't heard this much praise like, from the internet in a long
also,
time.
Also, I'm not sure describing something as nailed it is a like good thing.
Oh.
But also, if we're giving credit or praise, I feel like a lot of this is in the editing. It is very smoothly edited together.
Oh,
like, it's
yes.
Very seamless. Like, these cuts are hard cuts, but they do work very smoothly.
Baby's butt.
Yeah. The hard cuts. Very hard. Very hard. So we got Luke, our boy Luke.
Mm-hmm.
So we got five women. Do you want to go woman by woman, or do you want to like?
Well, can we go over Luke first? Are we in the minutia yet, or what are
we
doing?
Yeah, we're in the minutia.
Let's talk about Luke for a little bit.
He's the main star of this thing, right?
He's the main. What? Mary Sue. Do we have the, is there Mary, a male name for that?
He is the protagonist. Protagonist.
Oh, one question before we get into it. So this is a series on Netflix.
Yeah.
Each episode, is it the same main person or is it totally different?
It is a self-contained episode.
Got it. So there's no more Luke. This is
correct.
It.
Correct. It's very refreshing compared to what we normally do.
The next episode is Tony, or Tony, Luke and the winner going on with four more people and seeing, reversing it.
He's lying. He's lying. So
Chris, our listeners cannot pick up on your facial expressions here.
Sorry, Kevin, our listener. We will apologize to you.
Oh, don't let it told our listeners.
Listener.
We're going to have to turn your mic off. Like, seriously. Like, I'm not joking.
That would be an insane twist on this show. Like, if you were just building your poly couple and you keep adding person per episode.
He has to now compete against four other guys.
Oh, it's flipped.
Yeah,
that's an interesting proposal.
But anyway, we're getting
that doesn't happen.
That does not happen.
This is in the segment of how could this show be better or crazier.
We'll get there.
So yeah,
I mean, I think we covered
it. So Luke, what does Luke do again?
He is a real estate agent. He is the most real estate looking motherfucker I've ever seen.
Whoa! So he's just there to show you the house and kind of look pretty,
as
not
he says.
Distinct. Just like there.
He's there to work with the buyers and the sellers.
If you told me he was the third property brother, I'd buy it.
I don't know.
Luke is, what else do we know? He's from North Carolina.
Worked in Florida.
No, went to college in Florida.
Oh, went to college in Florida, but in Orlando.
He moved to New York because he wanted to move to New York and that's it.
And it was a dream to move there.
Yeah.
So we did it.
I'm going to jump to. We weren't that impressed with Luke. Luke wasn't the most dynamic personalities.
He's pretty lukewarm, I'd say.
With an asterisk of after he got a couple drinks in him, I warmed up to him some more.
He definitely warmed up with a few drinks, but it took a while to get there.
Yeah.
I feel like Noah has some thoughts on some of Luke's dating moves.
Yeah. Well, it plays into what y'all are alluding to. That he is a sponge and he just kind of says yes and then. He doesn't strike a personality. He just kind of pulls out of other people.
He's a pretty face that moves the story along and that's about it.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Well, I mean, in one of these shows, do you really want this guy to have a lot of personality? Like, we are watching him have a date.
So Noah and I have watched other episodes of the show before. That Sarah girl, she had a personality.
Like, yeah.
And was it a better episode comparatively? Or, like, does it help or hurt kind of the Chris's point, right?
I think this felt like a better episode.
Yeah, I'll say for TV purposes, it makes it more context to take in. Mm. So then it makes it a little more confusing to, like, interweave the different dates. But from a reality, it's a, like, come on, like, show something of yourself. Let us judge you.
But that's not the thing. Thing is for you to go on these dates and judge the girls, not the guy.
Well, I think that's a question, right? Should we be judging everyone or just the...
Well, I want to judge everyone, but I can't judge this guy because he's... Well, I am judging him.
He's a tabula rasa. He's nothing.
But he's not, you're not supposed to be judging him.
What it felt like from this episode, it felt like it was sort of shot and produced in a way... And this person was presented in a way that, like, it was very easy to sort of put yourself in that situation and imagine that and be like, oh, what would I do? Or, like, when this person said blah, and then, like, how would you react? Because he was so generic.
Sure.
No, I mean, he's a video game character.
Yeah. Who has, like, three voiceover lines.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So let's
talk about the suitors, the suitresses.
So we've got our girl Sarah,
okay,
from New Jersey, who is 28.
Yep.
And who had Sarah in the poll?
Oh, Brian, who is not here.
Brian. Brian watched the show with us. Shout out to Brian. We'll give his rating later too. Well, he said he was gonna message us. He did not message me.
It's an interactive podcast tonight. We'll see if he gets it.
So, Brian, send us the message quickly.
Send us when you hear this.
But we all did pick. We each selected a person that we thought had the most, you know, that they would go the furthest.
And all of us except for Noah chose a different person, and Noah abstained.
I abstained because I've seen the episode before.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
But I did think someone was at least physically top of the list. So okay. I was hoping...
Is it Jersey? Go on, Noah, no.
I was okay. Hoping y'all would like call that out, but you didn't, and I just didn't want to comment when you were all voting.
Okay. All right, go Noah. Continue.
So,
are we finishing Jersey Girl?
We'll go through the five girls and say who had their bet on the girl and then move on with our life.
Okay. All right.
So we had Jersey.
Then we have Victoria.
We have Victoria. She's a masshole from Massachusetts.
Self-proclaimed.
I had no idea what that was when they said that. But when they were in New York, I kind of got what it would be.
Sure.
But I thought maybe it was directly related to the College of Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
or something, not just from Massachusetts. That seems weird that there's no Penhole or Washhole. There's no other state that I'm aware of that has an asshole name like this.
Here's the thing. It rhymes.
Yeah. You're not good.
Chris's face is response to that.
Chris, name me something that maybe rhymes with Pennsylvania. Yeah, okay. Moving on.
Transylvania. Checkmate.
Wow, I sure got caught. Let's see. What else do we know about her? She's blonde, and she has a perky personality.
Blonde?
Perky.
I thought it was a little darker.
Dirty blonde?
I would say blonde.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The Jersey Girl, right?
We're talking about the masshole.
Oh, okay. We've moved on.
Man.
Yep. Got James. It. She is definitely blonde.
Yeah.
Well, the thing we didn't talk about Jersey Girls was she does what she wants. She chews with her mouth open. She's smacking her lips. She's tasting the food.
She eats Asian food with a fork.
Yeah. She will go in for the kiss. She's doing it. She does whatever she wants.
She just decided all the food to get and ordered it. And,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I liked one minutia corner of this one was she starts out with, do you like nuts?
No, she starts off with, how old do you think I am?
Oh, right. Yeah, she definitely doesn't.
We're going to get more into the minutiae of the actual.
Okay, sorry. Let's do a quick overview of each girl go into minutiae.
That's what I'm trying to get us to.
So we got New Jersey, whatever her name is, whatever. Her name's New Jersey. We got
Sarah.
We got Masshole.
You got Masshole.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, who had Victoria, her? It's Masshole.
Who had her?
Who had Masshole?
I had Masshole. Then you got Kate, the brunette from Gramercy.
I had Kate.
Yes, Chris thinks Kate's. Other way to remember her, she had a margarita at some point.
There was a lot of judgment.
She works at some sort of tech startup.
Yeah.
Not only did she have a margarita, there was a lot of margarita shade thrown her way.
Oh, yeah.
Then we've got Betty.
Betty from Colombia. She is from Colombia.
Colo.
They live right next to each other, will become important later.
In Hell's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So then...
Oh, we should say James had Betty.
Oh, James, you had Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. Then we...
That was the whole segment? What is it? The host is off the rails. Somebody
and
reel
then
him in.
We had number five, who didn't show up for drinks because she was late. Rob voted for her despite not having seen her.
not a good sign.
Some sort of blind date situation, perhaps.
So at one point, we weren't sure if there was actually two brunettes or if it was just Kate. And so I wasn't sure if we'd seen her or not. And then she rolled in post-drinks to the dinner. And I was like, it's probably a bad sign.
Her name, by the
it.
Way, is Ashley. She has crazy hair.
Yep.
That's the most distinguishing factor for sure.
Oh, yeah. The hair definitely sticks out in a big way.
And missing the drinks.
Yeah.
So should we go through the drink minutia?
Drink phase?
Sure, yeah.
Drink minutia.
Drink phase. Begin.
So I'm going to give a shout out to Victoria from Massachusetts. She went straight first on tequila shots.
Oh, yeah.
That was a very bold move, and it wasn't the last shots they had of the night.
Oh, no.
I thought that Ashley also did shots.
There were some other shots.
Ashley definitely did shots, but it was like a makeup shot of I already missed drinks. We gotta get the shots
going.
It's
more of a dinner minutia.
Do people do shots on first dates, out of the gate?
Ideally.
Really?
That's how Max parties.
I've never done that, but
Max
ideally.
Is going to now.
That's actually Max's thing. He's waiting for the woman to suggest that on the first date, and he's like, yes, this is the one.
That's definitely Max's tell of this is going to go well.
I have done like margaritas first thing.
Sure.
No, yeah, that's no, just no. A drink. Yeah,
oh,
that's just
Max, now we have to shame you for your love of margaritas. Yeah,
you've like, had one. You've had them all, yeah. As Luke would say.
I'm in your boat. Margaritas are fantastic.
Just because you know what you like, too. Like, if you like a margarita, you like margarita. Like, I don't know. That's such a weird shame.
Don't drink shame.
Yeah, but other side
get,
of...
What if you get your margarita with a Corona in it, though?
Yes.
That it tastes different.
You know where you can get that? Any warehouse property in the Pacific Northwest or Canada.
No one knows what that is.
What?
Some people know.
We got people in Canada. Shout out to the warehouse.
Chris, James, and Rob, ever have shots early on in a first date?
I don't think so.
Not early on, like maybe after like a meal or like something, or after a couple rounds of drinks or something. Like depends what the date is and like the situation. But like it's definitely more of a, at least for me, I would say a second half and later part of the date.
Mm-hmm. I definitely did on like those grouper dates.
Mm.
Oh yeah, that one, that's you have to sometimes. Yeah.
Tell us more about grouper dates.
Man, that was a weird phase.
You go on dates with like three of your buddies or three of their buddies?
Well, it's three total, so you and two friends.
Yeah,
three guys, three
two
girls.
Of your buddies.
And you basically, it's Tinder, but like there's three on each side, so you just friend group match up.
I don't, yeah. There you
it's
go.
Weird.
We did shots, for sure.
And lots of shots, apparently.
Yeah. So there's not a lot happens during drinks other than you get a lot of the good camera work. I think the best camera work was during drinks.
Yeah.
They were doing a lot of like rotating shots. So the like the editing had to be like you gotta match the rotating shot. It was good.
There was a lot of angles, and somehow there was they were in a restaurant in Brooklyn, I think, right, Noah? Yeah.
Correct.
And there was nobody else around. There was never a shot with like somebody else doing a drink or the bartender. Like somehow they had all these shots that were just perfectly like with the background like slightly blurred and portrait mode on these people.
Okay, question.
How does this happen?
Did they buy out the restaurant and those are Netflix extras in the background?
Nobody knows for sure.
I could believe it.
I mean,
they
Luke
definitely
knows.
Have a whole section to themselves.
That seems like the way to do it though, right? Like a restaurant's not that expensive to buy out.
Yeah,
you just film multiple of these in one day. You're good to go.
That's the bigger question. Like, clearly these are. I hope they're different nights.
He's definitely wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, but they are 100% different nights.
Yeah.
Do you think it's back to back? Do you think it's like once a week?
There were multiple references to the full moon, though.
Were there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like 5 days. One after the other.
There's
full
no
moon is like looks like the full moon more than one day.
So one time they were lying of the full moon. It wasn't quite the full moon.
Exactly. No one cares. You're just kissing under the full moon. That's all that matters.
Or maybe like he found it worked on one date and then he just recycled it.
That's definitely what happened.
Yeah.
Because he got, well, this is minutia later, but he does the moon move outside of the restaurant and gets this kiss from Jersey Sarah. And then he does the move in the other girl.
Yeah.
So I think Max's theory is holding up.
So, okay, that's about it for drinks, right?
Yeah.
So then we get to dinner. So one thing they go real deep on is like they sort of show the food arriving. Sometimes it's pad thai. Sometimes it's sushi. They show everybody like sort of commenting about his, what? Noah's shaking his head.
It was spring rolls. They were at a Thai restaurant.
Okay, sorry. I wasn't paying that much
get
attention.
Get the minutia right, Max.
Minutia
they
fail.
They keep commenting on his like classic chopstick usage. And Jersey Sarah just doesn't give a fuck. She goes all in on the fork. And you know what? Respect, but also learn.
So they're
oh,
very
man, is that a learn. Deal breaker for you, Max?
No respect.
I think it is.
Oh, we've discovered one of Max's deal breakers.
It's not a deal breaker if you don't know how. It's a deal breaker if you refuse to try.
Mm. Agree. Like, there's some respect of like, you know what? I tried the chopstick, not doing it. Sticking with the clearly better utensil, the fork.
Man, bold. I don't know.
So Max, do you think that his chopstick skills were actually very good, or are they making a big deal out of nothing?
They were fine for a white guy.
Fair.
Pretty fine for a...
But like, if I go out with friends in New York and somebody's using chopsticks, I'm not going to lose my fucking mind. Everybody knows how to use chopsticks.
Right.
Especially like if Max is going on a date with somebody around his age, they don't know how to use chopsticks. They've clearly made the decision to not learn. Like, there's no like, if she says she's going to learn, it's for you, and because you have a big, because you're making a big deal about it.
I'm not going to make a big deal about it, but it would be like, huh, that's weird.
It's just one of the things at this point where it seems antiquated to be like, oh, you know how to use chopsticks? It's like, oh, you've had sushi before? It's like, wait, what are we, 20 years ago?
There's like an age range where I think that that's acceptable. Like if you're over the age of 50 and you just never eat sushi.
Sure, yeah.
Then like.
100%.
Or agree. Like if you just are part of the country where sushi is just not a thing, then like, yeah. I could see it.
Sure.
But if you're in like New York City, I can't see that. I don't know.
I think to Noah's point, what's more surprising is that people are making such a big deal about it in New York City that like, oh, this person knows how to use chopsticks. I think that's what stands out versus like the expectation would be a little more surprising if the person didn't. But again, you probably wouldn't make a huge thing of it, I imagine. You'd just be like, oh, okay, like whatever.
It speaks to Luke's charming personality and how unique of a character he is.
He's quite unique, as you know.
So Max, how well do you feel Sarah represented the state of New Jersey?
You know, I hate to say she's representative, but she is sort of Jersey Shore level exaggeration. She's definitely had her lips done. Like,
she does make a point to say that she's not a Jersey Shore kind of girl.
She's 100%.
Yeah, she totally is.
Yeah.
Is this Polly's one?
So, Rob, tell us the Jersey things that happen that Jersey does.
I don't know if I remember any specific Jersey things. I just remember her seeming kind of rude and really into explaining how she's going to make a lot of noise when she eats, and that's okay.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. So she orders the food right off the bat.
Oh, she does do that. She orders all the food.
With extra peanuts.
With extra peanuts and make sure, asking about peanuts. Just like being really upfront about like, this is how I like it. This is how we're going to order it. Unless you don't want it that way. So,
and you know what? That's fine. That's great.
That was fine. I think that was fine. Then there was after dinner section.
Oh, we're going after
After dark. There's definitely a section of after dark.
No, after hours.
After dark. After
it's
hours.
It's so good.
Yeah, so she goes. It looks like she goes in for the kiss here.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
So they walk out of the restaurant. She goes in for the kiss. They're making out for a bit. She leaves the kiss immediately into a stride and says, let's roll or let's go.
Yeah. And then
let's walk.
She kisses later in the limo, too.
Yeah.
Before the end of the date, where he lies and says that I'd love to see you again. Which,
he definitely
spoiler
does.
Alert, she does not win.
Yep.
No.
So,
I mean, maybe he had to choose between, maybe he thought she was the one
that,
and he had to go
definitely
on five.
A topic I want to bring up is like, it's weird to go on these five first dates and then pick one versus like go on multiple dates, then pick one, like,
you know,
or like, you know, you go on one of these dates, you're like, oh, I can't focus on more than one because I really like her or something like that.
Yeah.
Just, I think it's a little artificial.
It is a reality show.
That's...
It would be interesting to know what order he went on the dates in. Because like they made them, like there's an order they're introduced, obviously, but that has nothing to do with the order they actually
What had. Do you think that would change?
Well, it would just be interesting, like, you know.
Does he learn stuff from previous ones?
We'll get into the post-limo minutia later, but I'll return to this topic.
All right, all right.
So do we have anything for dinner? What else happened? Well, we got introduced to Ashley.
Yeah.
Ashley came in on the dinner.
Yeah.
She works at Estee Lauder and shockingly has a very difficult time finding dates for herself. And she is a very good looking woman.
Yeah.
All right, Noah, we got to return to the topic. You said there was one that was particularly good looking. Who was it?
Oh, for my own taste, I think Victoria is very pretty. From Massachusetts.
From Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Some sort of masshole.
Yeah.
Ashley also said she started a nonprofit. So she's a full-time job and started a nonprofit.
She's incredible.
Maybe that's like why she doesn't go on dates. She has no time to go on
dates.
That's
exactly what I was thinking. Possible. I'm like, yeah, you probably just are doing all this shit and not like going on dates. Like,
yeah, she's got a lot going on. Like, very pretty, good job, opened a nonprofit. Like, she's going to do things. We will work for her someday.
She is doing things. It's happening.
Yeah.
So it seems like the order of the date was like, location, kind of small talk. Well, this is all small talk. And then career, whatever everyone did. And then there was Why Are You Single, which was really pushed pretty hard at all, like all of them.
Sure.
And they had to have a good answer for that.
Yeah. And then the whole like kids topic.
There was and only like
family
one.
Topic.
There was a great. Yeah. You don't have kids, right?
Oh yeah. That was asked to Colombia, who is divorced and married very young. And no, she does not have kids.
Spoiler alert.
No, we're
this
on
is the time.
We're on the dinner section. I don't know what you want from me, Chris.
When is the appropriate time for the minutia, Chris?
Do we have anything else for dinner?
No.
Victoria and Luke take another shot.
Oh yeah.
When they sit down at dinner.
Which one was the one wearing the black dress with kind of like darkish brunette hair?
Gramercy.
Kate.
Yeah. We haven't really talked to her about her that much, I feel.
She also feels like a Mary Sue. Like she has no personality.
Chris, where does this Mary Sue reference come from?
That is a common thing.
Really?
It is like an it's like a book thing. It's not a comic book thing.
Who said comic book?
I did.
No, it's like a book movie thing of a relatable character you can put yourself into the shoes of.
That has no personality. It's like all video game characters that are silent are like Mary Sue's because they're like you're their avatar. Or like a person that also is like essentially doesn't have personality. She's just there to be on like your arm. Like that kind of stuff is also.
Yeah. Or like Avatar from the movie Avatar.
By the end of dinner, I actually thought Kate might be the favorite.
There was definitely a vibe. A time where like they seemed to be vibing a bit.
At almost every of the five girls had like a high point where you're like, oh, maybe, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about Jersey. I feel like I'd never warmed to Jersey.
Sure, I never warmed to Jersey, but there were times where I felt like maybe he did.
And I'd agree. No, because there was points where he was trying to compliment like. Oh, I really just, you know, like the way that you handle yourself and like you do what you want and blah, blah, blah.
Or maybe he was
and then
just
she just cuts him off
better.
And derails it into something else.
I feel like that's the thing you say when you're not super feeling it, but you're on this date. It's going to be on TV, on Netflix, and you're trying to roll with it and make it and accentuate the positive.
You're getting the stretch signal from the producers. They're like, you got to give us, we've only got 30 seconds of material. You got to give us something.
I think we gotta get to After Hours.
Wait, hold on. Just on that. If you watch the other episodes, the chooser, I don't know what you want to call it, the protagonist, whoever's in Luke's shoes, they are definitely not as easygoing. Like they are actually fairly opinionated, and they'll toss people out in like a second.
Yeah, I've seen somebody who's like after like 2 minutes just. Sorry, I'm not feeling it.
Turn into MTV Next at that point?
It gets aggressive, so I don't want to call it a producer thing. It's very much a Luke thing, and I think the second point is because Luke is a Mary Sue, is that he's a broker. He deals with this shit with crazy people all day, and he's like, that's very interesting. Tell me more. He just sits there, takes it, and bites his tongue.
Yeah, like he just knows how to like keep it moving, kind of, and deal, like not get people angry at him. Yeah.
Let's go to the foyer.
Oh, okay. And let's go look at this moon now.
Yeah.
It's got a very nice patio.
It's got a moonlight.
Would you say, Noah, that they actually made a good choice with the first episode? That's an episode that hooks you in. Since we've watched some shows where like this first episode is very questionable.
I think this is a good first episode.
It's a good first episode. I just really don't like Luke for personal and then entertainment reasons.
Tell me more.
Well, internet corner?
No, it's just personal. It's like because he kisses most of the girls. Most of the girls like him, and he's a nobody just because he's pretty good looking. And so just like that's just unfair.
Wait, so is this a jealousy thing?
Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It is straight jealousy.
Okay. If you're owning it, then it's fine.
Yeah. Of course. But then like entertainment purposes, it makes it an easy like entry into the show.
Sure.
Because again, when you have two strong personalities, it makes it a lot to keep up with.
There's not a lot that's really jarring or sort of like puts you off about the show or this particular episode. At least it's very. It feels very. Approachable from a lot of different opinions and angles, right?
I agree. There's nobody like hyper toxic or anything. Yeah.
It's all pretty like base level. There's no one getting real angry. There's no real negativity at all. It's just like, we'll be great friends after this date. That's like the most negative thing I think that was said this whole time.
Yeah.
Except for the blatant lie Luke tells Jersey. that they're going to see each other again.
Yep. Well, it was blatant later.
Well, this is the thing of maybe at the time that if she was number one, maybe he's like, oh, I'm kind of into it. I'm going to say it. Yeah. And then after he has more dates, like, oh, I changed my mind.
All right.
And I agree with Rob. Like, I think that was the whole shtick with the whole, like, what's the ordering of the dates? How much time is happening between them? Are they 5 nights? Is it 1 day? Is it 2 weeks?
And yeah. Maybe it's a... I was thinking about, like, does the day of the week matter? Like, is it weird to go on this date on a Tuesday? So, like, is it 5 Fridays in a row? Like, they, you know, no, they do it like
it's
that.
It's just 5 days in a row.
And then I thought, if it's 5 Fridays in a row, maybe there were 2 full moons, because the first one and the last one were both.
No.
You're really focusing on that full moon.
And, like, they're filming almost maybe all 6 in 1 week. They're just filming, or, like, in 2 weeks. They're filming, like, 2 or 3 at a time. And they're just rolling through.
So Luke just goes to this restaurant 5 days in a row.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
That's an interesting point what Chris has, which is you could streamline this and have, like, multiple people that restaurants rented out. So, yeah. Like, Luke comes in with the date, then he goes out, then there's another one for episode 2 rolling in.
Sure, yeah.
Are all of...
They
so
do
Noah's
different places.
Different places, okay. Yeah. So it blows that theory.
Good theory.
Throw that one out.
Oh, that's exactly what I thought was happening. The different places.
No, different places.
Yeah. Well, does anyone have any after hours minutia they want to get into?
Yeah, tons.
Well, you could just have gone into it.
I was like, hey, we got to move on to after hours. It's after hours time.
Yeah.
All right, so just after hours. First of all, we got to talk about Ashley, who just is like, see ya, I'm going to get a lift, and bails out on all the after hours stuff.
You know what? If you're not feeling it, why waste your time? Why waste his time?
Well, here's the thing. So we mentioned there's the limo section, and Chris said it seemed like it was optional. I don't think it's supposed to be optional. I think everyone's supposed to get some limo time, and Ashley's just like, I'm too good for this limo time. So. I'm getting a lift.
I've seen somebody get rejected at, like, drinks time.
Yeah, I think that there's a possibility of rejecting these people right away.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
But maybe there's some sort of monetary, like, value if you go the whole way versus getting...
Some sort of MTV Next situation?
Maybe. Maybe just not as in your face, which, you know, it could be the chooser kicking them off. But also could be the choosy leaving too.
Sure.
Like this nobody, Mr. No, like I'm leaving.
I guess so, that's true.
Like that, you don't know which side is actually like deciding to kick that person off. And I don't think that was Luke in that case.
Right.
I think Ashley just bailed.
Oh, yeah. Ashley was definitely not feeling it.
So yeah.
So that... I did not win the wager.
So we've covered Ashley. We've covered Jersey.
Let's talk about Colombia.
Colombia. Cool. So they walk out. She'd previously mentioned during dinner that she's a dancer, and he's like, oh, I should take lessons. And she's like, I'll teach you. So,
well, she asked him, do you dance?
Yeah.
And well, he said, no.
He said, no, but I would try.
He did say he would try. You're correct.
So they step outside. Dude's a natural slash maybe he was lying. And,
well, after they were looking at the moon.
Yeah.
We and they make about, up. We gotta talk about her outfit, though.
Oh yeah,
like her skirt, not skirt.
It was a romper. It was a romper that sure looks like a skirt.
That was barely more than shirt length.
Yeah,
didn't really realize than a lot of shorts, in the restaurant. Shorts. Once they were standing outside that restaurant, it was like, damn, that's a short like, skirt.
Yeah. Easy, Rob. The angle we were looking at, you could see under her skirt essentially.
Yeah, you know, it's 2019. Gotta do you.
You're from Colombia, gotta go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be on this reality show. You got to represent Colombia.
It did also, for whatever it's worth, seem like it was summertime in New York.
Oh, 100%.
So it's hot.
Definitely hot.
Yeah. He's wearing a coat jacket. Must be dying. I mean, it's nighttime.
Well, if that if that restaurant is air-conditioned, he might be fine. And then you first walk outside, it's not too bad. And
you're just going to the cab.
Yeah.
So I got some deep internet corner on that restaurant.
Okay. Oh, let's have it.
It's closed.
Oh, deep internet corner, deep everyone. Internet.
When did it close?
Unclear. But yeah, it was by the Brooklyn Navy Yard, but it's closed. No longer exists.
So was it closed before or after they filmed
You
this?
Can check when it closed by looking at the last review on Yelp.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Who have we missed?
So we can talk about Kate. There's not much to say about Kate.
Kate. I don't think they cover her at all. And then we thought...
We see them kind of walking down the street for like a minute.
And then Victoria, we don't see them on the street.
Correct.
So we thought maybe she was just donezo. But she shows up at the bar later.
Yeah. And then there's just...
And for a second, I thought, oh man, she got to go to a bar no one else did. And then it turned out other people also go to the bar.
Yeah. Well, my pick did not make it to the bar.
Good old Kate.
Good old Kate did not make it to the bar.
Sorry, Chris.
So I was out. So we got Columbia.
Jersey.
And Victoria.
Victoria. Masshole.
The Masshole. If you were listening to an earlier conversation.
The Mast Singer.
Sorry. There was a correlation between us knowing you by your location and making it to the bar.
That's true. Let's see. Bar? Nothing
I don't know
really
if there's
happens,
anything
right?
to really talk about.
And then the limo.
The bar is just, he really seems to be vibing real hard with both Masshole and Columbia.
Yeah.
The bar.
Yeah.
He makes another move where he's like, oh, I'm feeling kind of tired, so they can sort of cuddle up close. And you
Hold
know.
On. How does that work?
I don't know.
That's I thought this was a terrible move at the time, but then it totally was working. I'm like, okay.
Right. It feels know. Like a non-sec. Maybe I'd
step
maybe,
one. Yeah. Step
We're
one
doing it wrong, Max.
Super attractive.
This is standard Done. In Columbia, Max.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he does make some moves.
And then there's some a great moment when they're leaving the bar. Yeah. And
I feel like Noah is building some hostility again for this particular move that he pulls. So you're telling me, Noah, that this move doesn't work for you?
Have you tried this move?
I was actually looking up Samui's last review on Yelp, so I do not know the move you were talking about.
The I'm getting sleepy while you're sitting on a couch at a
Let's cuddle.
Cocktail bar.
Oh, that's... I mean, nothing he does is creative. Nothing he... Just anything. Really, there's a dating or anything. He's just such a
right,
boring person. He just gets ahead because he's attractive.
Yeah. Limo time.
And for that, and for that reason...
For that reason, Noah's out.
we are jealous.
Yeah. No, but maybe that's just how you get ahead, too.
Generally, yes. I have very good eyes.
Yes.
Yes.
It's true.
So Victoria, on the way out of the bar,
oh, yeah.
runs right into the door.
That says
she thinks
pull
it's a
on
push
it.
Door, but says pull right on it, and the camera just lets it linger.
It's great.
This is a pull.
Another that was one of their camera. Best camera editing moments
yeah.
of just the linger on the pull.
That was great.
Yeah. Which at that point I thought, is that good or bad for her? I think it's good.
It seemed fine in the moment. They
it
chuckled
doesn't.
Over it. It's like a whatever. Yeah.
It was cute.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
It's cute. So, spoiler alert. What's so funny? Why are you guys laughing?
I like this. You got to bring this back. For, can we do this segment cute. For Love Month? You're bringing it back.
What? What are we bringing back?
Does Chris think it's cute or not?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know it what you're cute. Talking about. I just thought you were like doing a Noah impression.
I just like the way he says it.
So the funny. Limo.
Yes.
And it's limo. Pretty... I felt there was pretty clear body language of he's really feeling Masshole in Columbia.
Yeah.
And he is polite with Kate and Jersey.
Was and Kate even there?
Kate was definitely there.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right.
Here's how you know. There was a whole... Like, they're in the back of this SUV, right? So it's like a three-wide seat with Kate... They are sitting in opposite. There's a gap in between.
There's quite a bit of seat space in between.
There's an entire seat, some would say.
But the interesting thing was, I felt his body language was he was definitely not feeling Jersey, but Jersey was not getting the clue. And she was definitely Mm-mm. like, oh, yeah.
She does
Can't
what she
wait
wants
to see
Rob.
You again.
He was in for that kiss. He does what she wants.
Yeah.
And then Columbia, as they get out of the limo.
Another great Luke move.
Yeah. Since we live right next to each other, why don't we get out at the same time? And it definitely looks like they're pretty close as, like, the limo fades away, like, the mm-hmm. camera fades away, so.
There's definitely an implication with Columbia.
Yeah. There definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely he's chosen to fuck Columbia.
We'll come back to this.
What's there to come back to?
Oh, no.
No.
We'll come
and
back
then,
to this.
No, well, and then he kills Jersey.
Yep.
And then... You know, he marries Victoria. Victoria is the winner, which is Max.
What do I win for winning the bet?
You win a shot. Fireball in the fridge.
Jesus Christ.
I think you mean fireball.
Yeah, so that's the show.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing of like with the implication of Bang Columbia, it's like, would you do that if she was the last one and you'd already gone on the date with Victoria? Versus maybe Columbia was like third. You're like, oh, this one's going so much better than the Jersey girl. This is great. And then you roll in with Victoria last. You're like, oh, okay. I'm going to change my mind. You know?
I think that Victoria might have been last.
See, that's the thing. Like, how, and is, if they didn't, don't have, like, they had more than six. Let's say they had 60. It's like, is there like stats like you want to be last or you want to be the second one or something? I'd go deep on weird stuff like that.
There's only six. It's not the sample size.
The sample size is too small. Yeah.
But like usually it's the last date you go on, the last person that you wanted to date with.
I wonder if there's like they film a sixth date and they just cut the most boring one.
It's possible. Oh,
that'd be great.
There might be. So like I had this question earlier. It's like who chooses the girls? Has to be the producers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Oh,
yeah. So there's no, like, the guy doesn't choose.
They're recommended by a dating app.
I was really hoping there was some sort of Dr. Pepper situation here, but it just didn't happen.
We left out one really minor minutia of, it starts with a voiceover of a woman talking about Luke, who's apparently his roommate, who was then never seen or heard from again.
That was great.
Ought to be some tie-in of, like, she helped pick the women or something like that. Like, nope. Just like a little voiceover to intro you to Luke and then never spoken of again.
Actually, it really reminded me of If You Are the One. They have this little video of their friends talking about somebody and sort of describing them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There are no buzzers, though.
There's no buzzers.
And yeah. To clear up my Dr. Pepper comment for the internet corner over here. I don't remember the show, but it was one of the like Married at First Sights or something. Sight. Yeah. And it's like the love therapist.
Yeah.
That's marriage therapist. Some kind of therapist.
Of course.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. You got to trust the process.
But yeah. Season something. Season episode one. Something other.
I don't know if you can download that one anymore.
What do you mean you can't download it anymore?
I'm joking.
What? Getting my heart pressure up.
Married at First Sight was like early season one. That was one of the first pods we did.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I'm sure it's
the quality of that one. I can't vouch for that one.
Yeah.
If maybe we could do one of the Married at First Sight sequels so we can kind of like...
Bring it back?
We could talk about it again because I like that show.
I'm still on a theme month. We'll talk offline.
So you guys want to do ratings?
Yeah.
All right, Max.
Wait. Did we make it clear who won?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Noah.
Get out of the internet.
I just want to make sure. Jeez, like,
somebody take his phone away.
It was Victoria. Yes. He picks her up. The next day or whatever,
yeah.
She's wearing a pretty sundress. They get in a taxi. Who rides in a taxi in New York?
That's all I was looking for. All
right, Max, give me your rating.
Shockingly, top third.
Top third. Oh, man.
I thought this was very watchable, always moved. It's kind of novel. Middle of the top.
All right. Noah, what do you got for us?
Top third, bottom of the top. I mean, I binged this when it came out. That and Only Selling Sunset I binged for a reality show. So
I
clearly,
love how you laugh at yourself for that. No one else is laughing.
I know.
And he slipped the plug in during the rating segment. Host, what are you doing? You got to get after
host,
it.
Host.
The host. Yeah, if you want to plug during your rating section.
Host, it's okay. I was silently laughing at him for liking Selling Sunset.
Yeah. Like,
I know. He just preempted all of our laughter.
Let me get ahead of it. So yeah, for the same reason, Max, like this is one of the few reality shows that have great camera work, which is commendable. The producers actually got their shit together. The only demerit is Luke sucks, but the other episodes are great.
All right, Rob, what do you got for us?
I'm a little torn between middle and top because there's some things I like about it. Like the show does have a little bit of a mystery element to it, which I do like. And we talked about how it's a show that easily could have been too long and they were smart about ways to keep it not too long. And it has this kind of interesting kind of like sort of
flow
to it. But it's also just kind of not that much really happens. And I wonder how much it holds up to repeated viewing or if it's like, I've seen how this goes and it's kind of over now. Mm. But it's definitely an enjoyable show. So I think I'm going to put it in the middle, but there's an argument both ways.
Maybe a top of the middle?
Maybe a top of the middle.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I was really trying to debate between bottom and middle.
You do, Chris.
I just thought these dates were really boring, all of them, and I didn't want to watch any of it.
I've watched so much garbage that my like... level for what's in the bottom is completely different than it used to be.
I just didn't like it. What do you want from me?
No, I'm not telling you you're wrong.
That's why. But it was moving. It's not like utter garbage. So it's like it's watchable. I'll give you that. So that's why it's going to go in the middle. Brian, though,
yeah,
did message me. So don't message me now, Brian. You already did. Let me get it up because I just...
We're not streaming the pod, so I don't think you heard your prior...
Please, here, get it up for us.
No, I got it.
Brian has a mic in the apartment.
No, just when he listens to it.
Chris.
Don't send it to me.
What is Brian's rating?
He's top of the bottom.
Okay.
Oh.
They didn't pick good vocal characters, which was his response.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why Noah was cheering there, because it was a bottom third pick.
I'm just
so just to clarify, because I think you heard top and got excited. Yeah, he's nodding his head. Okay, just to clarify. Noah's less excited now for Brian.
Yeah, he put it in the bottom.
Okay.
So, James, what do you got for us?
So, I'm going to agree a lot. I mean, everyone's making good points here. I think I resonate the most with Rob, though. For me, it's going to be in the middle. But I'm leaning towards the top of the middle. You know, a lot of stuff they do really well. I like that you see five dates in a format that is edited and done in a way that's quite watchable. Not repetitive, not any of that. There's no recapping of any sort in the show, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the biggest turnoff with this episode, and that's all I can really base it on, is that like the people were kind of blah, namely Luke for sure. So I'm curious to see if that gets better in future episodes or if, you know, there's more hook there. But I feel like kind of resonating with what you said, there's not just like a ton that really happened. So like in the end, I'm like, oh, this was kind of air, but because of that too, it's like, oh, I could easily see like binging two or three of these back to back. 'Cause you're like, oh, that was like 30 minutes, whatever. Boom, boom. So anyways, all that, I think it's pretty good overall. So yeah, middle, top of the middle.
Sure.
All right. There it is, guys. Rob, I need to know who was unmasked on The Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah. It's been a few weeks. It's got a Masked Singer update.
Give me. So. I need all.
Give me everything.
You need all of it?
I need to know.
Oh, was it Jenny McCarthy as a piece of shit?
That wasn't a secret, though. That was just no.
Okay.
Was she the literal poop emoji? Was that her costume?
That might be. The maskings haven't been that exciting. It's been kind of like, I vaguely know who this person is. So first we had the penguin get unmasked, mm-hmm. and it was Sherry Shepherd, who is on
of
The
course.
View and a comedian of some sort. And yeah, whatever.
No one.
And then we had the Black Widow, who was Raven of I'm So Raven.
That's So Raven.
That's So Raven.
Yeah, get it right, Rob.
Clearly I'm an expert on all things Raven, which I believe the That's So Raven is now on Disney+.
Probably.
Makes sense.
Ugh.
And then last week, it was a little bit more interesting because it was someone with from the land of reality TV.
Oh.
And so
Donald Trump?
Lilo?
Any more guesses?
Anyway.
So the ladybug got unmasked. And I was very excited to see the ladybug get unmasked because Ken Jeong had guessed she was Lindsay Lohan. And the ladybug clearly hated the implication she was Lindsay Lohan. Uh-huh. So I was hoping for some good beef to look up afterwards.
Sure.
But then Robin Thicke, when Galaxy Blaine was like, I bet it is Lindsay Lohan. And this is her shtick to throw us off the scent. Well, it actually turned out to be Kelly Osbourne of the Osbournes.
Oh.
Who was a surprisingly good singer. Oh, and then I looked it up, and apparently the Lindsay Lohan beef was all an act to try to throw him off the scent.
Interesting.
Well, I could see not liking Lindsay Lohan, like her character. I don't know.
So maybe we should add the Osbournes to the queue.
We should definitely do that.
Can't believe we haven't.
Nice tie-in to the Masked Singer.
Classic reality show. The Masked Singer Extended Universe.
Yeah, we tried to do the tie-in with the Masked Singer a couple weeks ago, and it failed.
I mean, I tried to secretly do it. Now we're openly doing it.
Openly doing
it. And yeah, Kelly Osbourne also had, like, she has a British accent, but she definitely had tried to put, like, a southern twang into her thing so to throw people off the scent. So Kelly Osbourne, solid Masked Singer contestant
that no one got.
No one got. No
you
one had
didn't
any
get,
clue.
The internet didn't get it.
I don't know what the internet did or didn't get, but like the judges had no clue for sure.
Lindsay Lohan.
Like both Sherry Shepherd and Raven, the judges at least considered them, even if they didn't. No one picked Sherry Shepherd, but she was mentioned as a possibility.
Do you think that the judges are given like a list of people and yeah. not like the actual people, but like, ooh, these are the list of people it could be, so that may hopefully, you know, 11 out of 12 were actually mentioned at some point. Because it's not fun if like no one guesses it. So it's the judges kind of guess it, but they're like seeming real. Like
nobody's going to guess Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Right, exactly. Nobody's going to guess that.
No, people know who that is, not our demographic. There's people who know who that is. And I do wonder how much there's a, like, when you're a C-list celebrity, you know all the other C-list celebrities, and therefore there's like a...
No, I think they give him a list. That's what I'm going to go with.
But I'm wondering if there's going to be a nice T-Pain level reveal on this one, or if it's all going to be kind of boring. And so we'll see if there's the good payoff at the end or not.
We'll see.
But all eight that are left are pretty good singers. So I don't have a good guess of who's going next. So.
John Cena.
I haven't seen him.
Anyone else got any updates they want
to? Yeah, I have some shout outs to shows I've been watching. Can we do that?
Sure.
I have two BBC shows that are easily watched in the United States. One is a new series, also on HBO, called His Dark Materials, based on really good books. First episode sucks. Second and third episode are great.
I've watched all three. Actually, I caught up today.
Would you agree with...
I agree. It definitely, the first episode doesn't hook you in, but by the end of the third, I'm like, ooh, I gotta know.
Yeah.
I gotta really figure out what's going on.
Would recommend. Second recommendation... it is a BBC show on Netflix called The Bodyguard.
Oh, I am also watching Bodyguard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm like two episodes in. It stars Rob Stark as Rob Stark.
Rob Stark's dead, though.
Yeah, whatever.
I guess it's a prequel.
Yeah. I almost have like 24 vibes if 24 were better and British.
It's a very good show.
I don't know about better.
The first like 20 minutes are some of the most tense
television
I have ever watched.
I've one challenge with it, though, is that I almost turn on the captions because Rob Stark's whatever kind of British accent he's going for is really throwing me.
Sort of lightly mom, Scottish or
mom,
something.
Mum, get in the car, mum.
He loves saying mum.
yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I know.
It could be just his regular voice. His accent.
It might be his regular voice. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, Bodyguard definitely has the great end of episode.
End of episode one.
Things drop on you to be like, wait, what? Baby.
Yeah, that's good.
And only six episodes, so not a huge commitment.
Yeah. So you're both not done though.
We're both not done, so we can have future Bodyguard.
Rob, how far are you?
I think I've done four.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've also HBO has His Dark Materials. I have also been watching Watchmen. The big show, and it's pretty good. Like now, like the first couple episodes are pretty weird, but everything's starting to align in a way that I feel like it's telling like a cohesive story, which was very skeptical after like the first two. Last time I talked about it, so might be worth like waiting for it all to be done and just binge it versus like so you know you can kind of gauge better.
Yeah, so they're doing the trickle release with that one.
Yeah, well, it's the normal release.
The normal HBO release.
Trickle.
The trickle, yes. Silicon Valley also came back.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
Silicon Valley is really good this season. I love like the like tone change from like working in a startup to working in like a medium-sized like company in like tech company, which is great. It's very like what's that movie?
The Social Network.
The odds Office Space, like,
sure,
kind of in a way, which is not like I like to see Mike Judd back in that kind of atmosphere.
Might be a slight spoiler, but what's the new company name?
It's still the same. Still Pied Piper.
Okay,
yeah, but they're,
still,
yeah. They
I didn't know if there was like a new Hulu kind of like equivalent or something.
They're definitely doing some stuff with Hulu too. It's good.
Okay,
it's good.
I had a question for you, Chris.
Yeah,
I heard there was a very special episode of Survivor last week.
Very special. It was a double episode of the merge. So they merged everyone together. So now everyone's by themselves. But it was not very good. There was an event.
Yes.
But it was like a leading up to it, like this thing where some of the women were like supposedly said like the one guy, Rob, was like touching them in a way that made them feel weird, which is like caressing them in like a weird way. This was the like it was thrown out there at the beginning of the first first 10 minutes of this episode.
Okay.
Mm. And like just keep going on back and forth. It's like the focus of the first half of this episode. Then at some point, like the producers put up this black text saying like, "Hey, we talked to everyone about inappropriate behavior. Don't like, you know, each individual person was talked to. And this guy, Rob, was like, hey, people are saying this." And then like the whole rest of the episode made it seem like Rob was really doing this. And like, they're like going to vote Rob off because Rob did this. And they don't vote Rob off. They vote off one of the girls that was like claiming that Rob was touching him in a weird way as like a power move, whatever, survivor thing. But then the whole second hour was about the same thing, but kind of from Rob's perspective. It was like all the girls kind of backpedaled from this thing saying like if we would have told you if we felt it was inappropriate. So it was just like this whole like weird dichotomy. The whole first hour was like, this guy's a sleazebag. How is he still on the show? Because he's like touching this woman. Like he seems like, hey, you gotta like slow your roll.
Sure.
And then the second episode was just like all these people backpedaling and like this wasn't a thing. Kelly was just doing like Kelly was one of the accusers. So Kelly obviously wasn't in the second episode to do it. But all the other women backpedaled. And like even the one woman in the show like voted Dan because like she wanted him out for this reason, was really upset because she was like, you guys told me, I vouched for you, like I went and voted against him for you. And she was like as upset as I am that even, but the show's teed up the same way. And I was like, why did you do that? And it was not a very good 2 hours of Survivor.
Sounds like a very special episode.
Yeah, it was very special.
What did you learn?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Are you in or out on this season?
So the Island of the Idols, this episode was like deception. Somebody like they had like a note to like just hang from a tree.
Wait, was this Rob, the like former champion Rob?
No.
Okay.
Rob, so
there is a former champion Rob involved, yeah?
Yeah. So the Island of the Idols is a good idea, I think, from like storyboarding is like, okay, the season 39, we kind of know the Survivor formula. Like, let's teach the audience more about Survivor and like what to look for. So it's like each episode they kind of go to this island where they have Rob and whatever her face is teach one of the people like a Survivor thing. Like, you got to know how to make fire. It's all like, there was one like sabotage. There was one for like deception. And like kind of like force gives them like a kind of task to do that's like around this like kind of element. So like on a conceptual level, it kind of works, but I really just want the two people to be more involved in this season. Like not everyone knows. Cause like when you go and you come back, you can't tell them. It must be clear. You can't tell them what is the Island of the Idols. So it's just weird. So it doesn't really change the game, change Survivor at all. So it's like, I'm not over the like Survivor model, at least at this moment. So
it's still better than Challenge for you.
Oh yeah. I'm not excited to put on the Challenge at all.
So excited for Challenge. Got that finale, that war's coming up. It's going to be great.
Yeah, the finale in what, like 10 more weeks?
I hope they stretch it 10 weeks.
Ugh. All right. Anyone else got any plugs they want
to
do?
Very, very quick one. James attempted to articulate last week how great Temptation Island is. I just want to back him up. So good.
Really?
I had no support last week, Max. I was getting no support from the Potters.
Sorry.
You let me down. I had nobody from Team Temptation Island here, but I'm glad you're here tonight.
Of course.
Throwing it down.
So I've never seen it, but from what I learned on the pod, everyone feels dirty, very dirty from watching it. And so is it good in a dirty way or just good?
It's good in
I think
a,
it's dirty.
It's good in a, it's the ultimate in why I watch reality TV, which is to watch garbage people be garbage people.
Yeah, Max is really hitting the nail here. Like, that's the thing. It's terrible trash TV, but that's it just knows what it is, and they're not trying to fool you about it. Like, they're not trying to act like these are good people doing whatever. It's like, no, it's all terrible. Mark L. Wahlberg is terrible. He's the devil. That's what the show is.
It's trash, and I love it. It's the Trubbish of reality TV.
I will do one last plug. There's a limited series on Netflix called The Spy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, starring Sacha Baron Cohen. It's about in the 1960s, an Israeli spy infiltrated to be a top official in the Syrian government. Incredible series. And that it's even more incredible. It's actually real. So highly recommend.
As real as reality TV can get.
It was good. I thought it was a little predictable, but it's good. It's good watching.
All right. Well, you can find us on Twitter at Hoop of the Sun. You can find us on Facebook.com/Hoop of the Sun. You can email us questions and suggestions at hoopofthesun@gmail.com. And we'll see you guys next time.
Did you know the average porpoise is over 7 meters?
7 meters tall? That's around? Right. In what direction are we talking?
If you, like, stretched it out.